this is one thing I can promise you with all my heart.
Yeah.
No matter how hopeless you feel, no matter how much in the dark you feel, God will shine his light on you. I can promise you, you'll get out of it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Welcome back to part three, and right now we're going to discuss about how you went to Japan and you had a very rough experience. And now in part three we want to see what this is where you're starting to understand the season. You see, in part one you just didn't understand what is this I'm feeling.
I mean
a country where I don't know, I'm doing what fulfills me, but I'm still not feeling fulfilled. And then in part two, you told us when you're transitioning into Kenya and you just were feeling, you just quite don't know what to feel yet, but you're feeling good.
Yeah, yeah.
And now in part three, we want to discuss, this is where I think you start understanding the purpose of the pain.
Yeah.
Or just understanding what was that I was going through. And wow, so this is what it has turned me into.
Yeah.
And I think I really needed to go through that. So tell us.
I think first of all, like I said in part two, it was just being able to spend time with God alone and just getting closer to him.
Yeah.
And because I had no choice, I was almost 24/7 alone.
Wow. Because if you're not in school, you're working. And then if you're not in school and not working, you're resting.
I'm at home, so and I live alone.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I just learned how to be in my own space. Just know my weaknesses, my strengths, especially the weaknesses. Like, there's so many things I did not want to admit, but God was like, Savannah, these are the problems you have.
Yes.
Please, just like,
address
work on
those
it.
Ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I think it makes sense when you say, now you came back and you would have like solidified your relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
your friendships, the ones you had previously.
Yeah.
It's because now you had worked on yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you got to understand yourself better and mostly your weaknesses, and you got time to work on them while you are away.
Yeah.
And then you told us you got to strengthen your relationship with God more.
Yeah.
What
definitely.
Else?
I think, what else? Like, I think just knowing how people react to things. Like, learning how people react to things while I was in Japan. Because, you know, obviously the way they do things is different. So just learning that and just being able to accept it, as much as I was having a hard time accepting it. Yeah, just learning people, I guess, generally, and knowing how to interact with them, because I've always been very socially awkward. I still am, but
you know, when I'm with people, I know I'm very, I can talk, I can laugh, I can do so many things. Now when it comes to meeting new people, I always just wish, let's not have a conversation, but if we do, I just start this conversation, because
exactly, you just wait for the other person to initiate, you know?
So what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just be like, what's your name?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, my name is...
Yeah.
And then the awkward silence. Okay.
By the way, awkward silence is not a bad thing. It's just...
When you're with someone you don't know?
I think it's okay for silence. I think it's just that people make it seem like a bad thing, but it's a thing, because with introverts, we need that time to think and, you know, what we're going to say, how we're going to...
Things.
So yeah, I feel like if people accepted it, they'd be like, oh, okay, she's thinking, it's okay, let her think, you know?
Okay.
I don't know, that's what I think.
Awkward silence is okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and I think just... but I think for me, mainly, it was just learning how to be with myself. And as uncomfortable and hard as it got... Hey, is that English right? It was, I think it was necessary for me to be alone in that space. And I mean, of course, I wish I had talked to someone, and it's really important to talk to someone. 100%. Like, don't just be like, I'm just going through something.
Because the things that are going inside you, and if you don't have an outlet, like, builds up. And now it even clouds the way you make decisions.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's such a bad place when you just... You know, you need to talk to someone, but you can't. And I don't know if it's a thing about, and it's not, okay, it comes with a certain fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Of, okay, you know, I usually give energy to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And now when they see me, I'm the one who's looking for
assistance.
So, I don't know. There's things I usually feel like myself as well.
Yeah.
There's things I usually go through, and it's so hard for me to talk about them.
Yeah.
So I write. I write a lot. Here's the other thing I do.
Yeah.
I speak to myself a lot. Out loud. Not in my head. Yeah. Other things. You're not thinking in my head. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
You'd find me, you see the way we're speaking. You'd find me talking to myself like that. And I find it's a bit therapeutical.
Yeah.
And also I can tell myself thing and then I can just seek advice from myself. And
I don't, you sure it's good to be seeking advice from yourself.
Yeah, because you don't seem to trust anyone. You're just like, no, okay. But these people are the ones who are used to coming to ask me,
what
should I do? And then you think, if I ask them, no, what will they? Anyway.
Yeah.
But you eventually, of course, got to know how to go. So if you couldn't speak to someone, what would you do? Besides now, you know, praying. What else would you do?
I think, well, the main thing I did was pray and just read God's word.
Okay.
But also I think I would be probably just like do what I like, listen to music, sing, just like let it out in those forms.
Okay.
You know, with things that I like doing. Maybe take myself to the movies or go on a day trip, something like that.
You really did fall in love with yourself, and it's such a good
honey
thing.
I did.
Because really, and it's something we said, if you can't hang out with yourself, then what makes you think when like other people want to hang out with you?
You
know, definitely. You really have to enjoy being with yourself.
It's true,
because that's so the only way you'd know. I think you wouldn't be such a bad energy around people.
Yeah.
And so I'd want you to speak to someone who would be listening and watching. For them, it's not about maybe switching countries.
Yeah, yeah.
For them, it's maybe switching schools. Maybe switching, because you'd find you're in a school, you're studying something you really wanted to study. But then you just feel, this school is just not doing it for me. Or you could be in a workplace and you're doing a job that you really love.
Yeah.
But somehow again, you're not being fulfilled the way you thought you would be fulfilled. Could you speak to such people and tell them how to, you know, get through the season as we wrap up this conversation?
I think, well, most importantly, it's just to know, to sit down with yourself and know, like, really, like, how am I feeling? Is this really taking a toll on me, or is it, because sometimes you could temporarily be feeling, I'm not scared.
Just have a bad day.
And if you make a decision out of that temporary feeling, then you could, like, you know,
it could blow off maybe opportunities definitely. Like once in a lifetime opportunities.
So I think it's important to think through it, like, seriously. If you're going through something, then talk to someone. Make sure you have someone to talk to. Let them know, okay, Manze, this is what I'm going through. I don't know if I should go through with this. But I feel like most importantly, go to God. Like, he's the one who knows.
Oh my gosh.
He's the one who knows.
Let me tell you, there's a piece that comes with this. This is a bit. Okay, let me just say it. So there's this time we had opened up some business with my sister. Entirely it was her idea. So everything to do with operationals was mostly on her to make those kind of decisions. For me, it's, what do you think? And I give an opinion.
Yeah.
When she's not there, I would stand in for her.
Okay.
And then it reached a point where the finances were just not making sense. And she had done this in partnership with one of her classmates. And they brought in, you know, resources together. And so they put it up.
Yeah.
It reached a point, the finances are just not making sense. We just put in so much into the business and then so little from it.
Yeah.
Then it got to a point we couldn't even pay the rent for the business. And it could take a toll on my sister. And I remember, and it could even affect her way of, her temperament, her behavior, or it just, she just became indifferent for some reason. And I realized this is not just her, and I knew this was just the business doing this to her. And for a fact, she knew this is what she has always wanted to do on the side. You know, I just sat like this and I told her, I think if there's one thing I'd tell you, for a fact, I also don't have all the answers. I have seen how much sweat and tears, and I think the amount of energy she had put in her business is the one that would make her not let go.
Okay.
Yeah, the same way you felt, I've put in so much years into this, time into this, and so much resources have been invested in me, and you felt, no, let me just hold on a little bit longer. Yeah. Maybe it might be okay.
Yeah.
That's what she had. Uh-huh. And she would tell me, you know, I won't give up. I'm still going to do this.
Yeah.
But then she'd like sink even in debt, trying to keep the business afloat.
Yeah.
And things would just not work.
Mm.
And I told her, listen, I know you'd ask me for advice. I'll give you, ask my mom for advice. She'll give you some. Mm-hmm. Ask someone next door. Everyone will have an advice to give you, and you won't know what decision to make. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, this is what I want you to do. Go and look for somewhere near, because we live quite far from where the church is.
Yeah.
And so telling her to go all the way to church would be. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I want you to go and get a church where, of course, you know there's doctrines that you believe in. Seek God for an answer, and let him know that you will not get out of that place without an answer. I really thank God she did. Because when I just tried to ask her, so what is going on? And she could just cry. You see those ones for you can't even hear. It's from deep within. And you can see she's my little sister.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to cry, but then I was just welled up with emotions.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know what, you don't even have to tell me nothing. Because she'd tell me, but you see now, this business even changed the way I relate with people. I really don't have a conscience anymore. Because it was such a bad place for her. And we could see, even as a family. So I told her, just go to church. You see the way you're crying over here? Go cry to God.
Yeah.
Tell him what you're feeling. And you see, God is very simple. I don't know why we always think it's such a complex thing.
Yeah.
And for him, because he's a spirit, he moves like deep in you. Like things which I can't come, like in a way that a friend or even your mom can't reach.
Exactly.
You're about to say amen. Yes.
Exactly, because that is so true.
Like God just does something that even when you went to a therapist, they will not touch where God just because,
yes.
So I told her, go to church, pray and make sure you come out with something. So when she went, she came back and she told me, I felt like God told me to attend the church service in that church. Then it was on Saturday. No, on Sunday. She felt like God has just directed her to go to the service. And I told her, the answer that you're going to get is going to be so confirming, like it will be so sure for you that even if my mom or dad went to her with a suggestion, you'd be so sure and you say, no, this is the direction.
Yes.
And I told her, you need to be in such a place. And she told me, she went to the service and the preacher spoke into her exact situation.
And the
preaching was, you know, you entered into business with people you didn't consult God about. And things are now falling apart and now you want him to bless and he can't do that. And you need to know how to, you know, if you're starting with God, you need to continue that entire, and you know, she got her answer. And we had to close the business. And she has been at peace.
Wow.
Because now if you do things out of your thinking, you'll always be thinking, did I make the right choice? It's but true. When God tells you, and you know, it doesn't have to be an audible voice.
It's the
peace that comes with a conviction, you know.
It's the peace, and that peace
is very, and so I don't know if everyone who listens to this or watches this is someone who believes in God. But if you do, I would really also, the same way she said, just go to God. Go to God and just tell him, I for real just need a direction on this. And she got the peace. She's just living her best life and waiting for the next business idea.
That's so awesome. So like, God is always the answer. Like, people say it casually, but it's the truth.
For a fact, it is.
It is the truth.
The peace that comes with direction from God. Like, one day I'll give you a story about this podcast and I'll tell you for a fact.
Yeah.
Things worked in a way that I don't even understand.
Yeah.
For us to be here and doing this.
Yeah.
And even how we've met with her.
Yeah.
We'll one day have to, you know, just explain this whole story. But the bottom line is just try and accept whatever season it is, accept you in pain. And you know, try and talk to God to give you direction through the pain. Because when you're in an emotional roller coaster, you don't think straight.
Yeah.
You have like, it's emotions, and when you think emotionally, you could just not make the right
everywhere,
decisions.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone come and give you this direction, and you're, oh, yeah. And for a moment, it will feel good, but it won't be the end of it.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Any other word of advice you'd feel like you want to say, would share?
I just think you just go for it, man. Like, if it doesn't work out, don't be scared to try. Definitely don't be scared to try. If it works out, it's cool. If it doesn't, it's cool, because even in the Bible it says in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a season for everything. There's a time for, you know, that whole verse that talks about there's a time for this, there's a time for that.
Yeah. And even for you who's going through, you know, that difficult, it's not permanent.
Yeah, definitely it isn't.
But you could make it permanent.
If you please just talk to someone, open up, just accept it, like you said, accept that you're going through a hard time. And yeah, you will definitely get through it. This is one thing I can promise you with all my heart.
Yeah.
No matter how hopeless you feel, no matter how much in the dark you feel, God will shine his light on you. I can promise you, you'll get out of it.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And like I was saying, you know, it's not so many people would relate with switching countries.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a job. It could be a school. It could be what? What else would you want to like switch? Okay, not family.
Oh, that's a whole other one. But who knows? Maybe you might have to. Yeah.
Like, you know, things that you can control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think those things, don't feel like you can't, you don't have an answer, or or you can't do anything about it. For a fact, if you just, like, you know, ask God to cruise you through it. At the end of the day, like, now she is trying to understand, or now she's understood why she had to go through that.
Yeah.
And now you're a better person than you went to Japan and you left a way better. And, you know, sometimes God works in us in a very weird way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's true.
I think sometimes it just has to break you. When you think, I think you've broken me enough. Yeah. It's just breaking and breaking.
It's true.
And you think, okay, God, I've had enough. And you think,
yeah.
You can withstand this. I know you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for you, I'm really happy that you've come out of it.
Yeah.
And even the next country that you're going to go to,
yeah.
I know you'll find people there. And this could be your ministry. You don't even
know. Yeah, definitely.
You could find people in that other different country.
Yeah.
And they could be going something you had similar gone through. And you just find you have answers for them.
Yeah, that's true.
And now even more, you begin to understand, that's why Japan had to happen.
So that
Malaysia can work out like this for
me. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And people just wonder, oh my gosh, you're so well kept together. And it's just like, if only you
if
knew.
If only you knew the story.
But time was just...
Honey, let me tell you.
Anyway, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And I really hope one of you, if not everyone who gets to, you know, gets to watch this and get something that inspires them, I really, really hope you get just something for a moment that you're going through. Thank you so much for tuning in or listening and watching. Find my podcast on Anchor, on Apple Podcast, on Castbox, and on, I don't know which other one. There was another one.
YouTube?
Oh, YouTube!
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and YouTube. And don't forget to share the podcast.